بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا إلى آخر الآية، صدق الله العظيم. Respected listeners, it is indeed the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and nothing else that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought up us in Muslim homes. And it's obvious, the more shukr we make unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the relation with this gift, priceless gift of iman, the less it is. Allah Ta'ala has conferred, bestowed iman upon us, but at the same time, to strengthen that iman, to add vitality and strength, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions very, very clearly, we need to remember Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala constantly in order to preserve and protect this iman with the grace and mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And the greatest form, of course, to strengthen his iman is dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. Whether the dhikr is related to the tongue, which is known as dhikr al-lisani, or the other one is dhikr al-qalb, or remembrance from the heart, as the occasion needs and demands are there, accordingly find a person either carries out dhikrullah with the tongue or dhikrullah with the heart. When we look at the Quran Majeed and so many ahadith mubarakah, noble things and statements of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we see they are replete with commands to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one constantly and of course also in abundance. The thawab and reward and significance of dhikrullah are indeed very, very great. Dhikrullah is not difficult. It is indeed a very, very simple duty. The one who is neglectful of such an important yet simple and most rewarding practice is most unfortunate. Indifference to dhikrullah is an invitation to calamity upon oneself. Allah protect us. In the Quran Majeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spells it out very, very clearly, in very, very concise form, but full of meaning, depthness of meaning, richness of meaning, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرُكُمْ وَشْكُرُونِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. Allah ta'ala says, remember me, and I will remember you as a favor unto you, and be grateful to me, and do not be ungrateful to me. Now in this verse, when we reflect and ponder, then we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first condition he puts forward is, remember him. If you remember him, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as a favor unto you, I will remember you. Look at the muhabbah, the love, the compassion Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has towards his ibad, towards his bondsman and servant, by saying, remember me and I will remember you. And if a person is remembered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then indeed he is very, very close unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So dhikrullah is the way where a person comes closer and closer unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dhikr, if you go to see, has been absolutely simplified. It is very, very simple. It is free from conditions and restriction, time, number, wudu, ablution, place, etc., have not been made necessary conditions for dhikrullah. Thus, there is therefore no difficulty. A person cannot find an excuse of not making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For making dhikr, it is not necessary to have a tasbih, a rosary in one's hand. Of course, the use of a tasbih is permissible. One may therefore use it to facilitate the remembrance of the number of times one chooses to recite a particular form of dhikr. A tasbih is also beneficial for inculcating in one the habit of constant dhikr. For this purpose, indeed, the use of a tasbih rosary is therefore best. Some people who are not in the habit of making dhikrullah constantly feel that by keeping a tasbih in hand at most times, one will develop riya, show, ostentation, since people will regard the holder of the tasbih as a pious person. Now, because of this, this thought prevents them from keeping a tasbih at hand. The result of this attitude is that they do not develop the habit of dhikrullah. One should realize that riya, ostentation, showing off, is an internal condition. It is related to the heart. If one's niyat and intention is to attract people's attention and to display piety, then only will the question of riya, ostentation, or showing off arise. Riya, ostentation, showing off, is not what others think of one. One should not indulge in such sessions, which are merely threats of shaitan, to divert one from the constant dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan also endeavors to deceive the mu'min, the believer, and divert him from constant dhikrullah by whispering into him that dhikrullah merely with the tongue, when the heart is engrossed in dunyawi affairs, worldly work, is useless. Know that this is a trap of shaitan to divert one from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, what's important, as long as one's niyat at the beginning commencement of dhikrullah was to obtain sawab and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one will continue to acquire these benefits even if the heart does not accompany the tongue in the dhikr. However, when a person has free time, when making special dhikr, always make effort and endeavor to control the attention of one's heart so as to concentrate on the dhikr. Do not indulge in useless activities, for this diverts the heart. It diverts the heart from the dhikrullah. Some hadiths of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Quranic verses. In the Quranic Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised those who constantly engage in dhikrullah. The Quran mentions, they are such people, أَلَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا. They are such people who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while standing, sitting, and laying down. In one verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remember, make dhikr of your Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart, that is silent dhikr, with humility and fear, and make dhikr in a voice which is less than jahr. Jahr means loudness. In the morning and evening, and be not among the indifferent ones. Thus, dhikrullah should be made at all times. I mentioned earlier on, dhikr qalbi, remembering with the heart, and dhikr lisani. It's obvious, the dhikrullah, constant dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will have a great effect upon the heart. When hadith mentioned the portion of the hadith, al-qalb al-qasi ba'idu min Allah, the heart, which is hard, is far away from Allah, far away from the rahmat and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moment a person, in turn, is negligent, is indifferent towards dhikrullah, then you find qasawat al-qalb, in other words, hardness of the qalb comes about. And now, the remedy for qasawat al-qalb, hardness of the heart, comes about when a person is content dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. if you find a person who, alhamdulillah, always has that shock and zawk, enthusiasm of making zikrullah constantly, Allah forbid, if he happened to miss out the zikrullah for a certain time, a certain period, immediately he will find the negative effects upon his heart. He feels something's amiss. He feels he's missing out something. And why not? Because in the Quran al-Kareem, Allah Ta'ala tells us very, very clearly, Allah bizikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Undoubtedly, listen very, very carefully. Be alert. Only with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can heart find tranquility, peace, serenity, sukoon and sakina. A person may have all worldly comforts, whether it is financial muscle, whether it is physical strength, everything, whether you have mansions, properties and everything. But if you are one who is indifferent towards zikrullah, then remember, you are the poorest man upon the surface of the earth. The wealthy is the one who constantly remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So coming back to that point, Mashaykh and Ustaz, spiritual mentor, Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali, is to always tell us, that remember, constantly engage in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your ta'alluq, your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become very, very strong. Your bond will become very, very strong. And he mentioned the hadith says very, very clearly, make ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a manner that as if you are seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's obvious that many a time it is difficult to create this frame of mind that you're seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but then have this within your heart, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is seeing me. When a person has that concentration and that belief and that aqidah, which is of course most important, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever watchful, Allah ta'ala is seeing me, then automatically you find total concentration will be in zikrullah, will be absorbed in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this, alhamdulillah, I find the ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indeed becomes very, very, very strong. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran al-Kareem. O people of Iman, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, zikrullah, zikran kathira. In other words, in abundance and constantly remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Heard a waqi'a from a shaykh and ustaz, Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah rahmatullah alayhi, a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, presently, unfortunately, I cannot remember his name. One day he called a barber to trim his moustache. And the barber was trimming his moustache. During the course of the barber trimming his moustache, this wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his tongue and lips were constantly engaged in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making movement. Now, the barber told the sheikh and wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Hazrat, please, for a little while, stop your zikrullah, because if you continue, I have a fear that if I trim your moustache, I'm liable to cut your lips. What this wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who shows us with his practical action, what zikrullah really means, constantly remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He told the barber, you carry on your work. I'm prepared to accept my lips being cut, but I'm not prepared to accept me discontinuing the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful example for me and for you. The zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Constantly find the ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes stronger and stronger and stronger. Because of a limit of time, I want to conclude with one hadith of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What the hadith mentions? The hadith mentions that a person for whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed Jannah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include all of us amongst those people, that a person for whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed Jannah on Yawm al-Qiyamah, it is mentioned, a jannati, for whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed Jannah, has entered Jannah, Jannat is full of joy, bliss, unending, on a permanent basis. There is no depression, no worry, no stress. whatsoever. A person is complete bliss all the time in Jannah. Yes, the hadith mentions, even the Jannati after entering Jannah and Paradise will have one regret. Will have one regret. Of course, that regret will not put him in the category of being sort of disturbed mentally in that sense that he becomes, should I say, overstressed. He becomes depressed. No. But the regret within the heart. And what is that regret? This is the point I and you must deeply ponder over. The regret will be regarding that time in the dunya, that little time with the seconds or a minute, whatever it is, that little time in the dunya wherein he spent, wherein he did not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, look at it. From this we can gauge how important the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in the light of this hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the Yawm al-Qiyamah, a person will realize the tremendous benefit of zikrullah. But Allah ta'ala has given us life. Let us appreciate and value this life constantly to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and come very, very close unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether zikrullah is in the form of tahmeed, alhamdulillah, takbir, Allahu Akbar, tasbih, subhanallah, tahleel, la ilaha illallah, and adding la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, zikr and tilawat the Quran Kareem, whichever form of zikr, but let us constantly be engaged in the zikr with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with our heart, mind, be focused upon the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we will find tremendous benefit in the dunya also and in the akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me, grant all of us the tawfiq and the hidayat, the inspiration, the motivation, the spiritual strength, the physical strength, and the mental ability to apply ourselves to the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ma alina illa bilagh. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifoon. Wassalamun al mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.